The community-based organization El Comité de Longmont will be releasing a book this Thursday at the Longmont Museum. Joining me to tell us all about it is Comité Executive Director Donna Lovato. Thank you for joining us and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this event and the book behind it.
Well, I'll give you just a real quick history. Back in 1988, the Longmont Hispanic Study Group, working with Olivas Duncan, I think her name was Erminda. They published the first book, We Two Came to Stay. And actually in 1971, the people who settled Longmont, they wrote a book that said, They Came to Stay. And it was a history of Longmont. So then the Latino community wrote the book that said, We Two Came to Stay. And it was the first edition, and they got grants. They worked a lot with the City of Longmont Senior Center, and they interviewed, if I believe, five families or individuals that lived in the community during that time. And Mrs. Olivas Duncan, she had actually got probably like 10, 20 years later, she started getting five more families to tell their story, or six more families. And so we now, with Mrs. Olivas Duncan has passed away, but she gave all her images, her stories to El Comité. And I had this book, and actually Martha Moreno, who was here before me, she always said we were gonna do it, and then she retired and it was still here. And I said, let's do this. And so Marjorie McIntosh, who helped edit the first edition, helped edit the second one. And it's a wonderful book because it shows the first stories, the stories from the first book. And then it has a piece that talks about the history of the Latino people in northern New Mexico, southern Colorado. And then it ends with the six new interviews. And so we're doing a book signing and sale, and it's a benefit for El Comité this Thursday, November 18th, from 4 to 6 at the Longmont Museum. And so I would just like to invite you and everybody listening to please come to our event.
So this is, it's not a completely separate book, but rather it's an expansion. It builds on the work of the first book.
It's a revised and expanded, absolutely. It's really a history of the Longmont Hispanic community. And what's interesting is these are people who, all the stories are really about people who lived in the 1920s, 1940s. They talk about being here in Longmont and working the fields and just everything that goes with that. And I think the important thing of this book is to remind families to share their history. Every family has a story, and every family has a history, and they should pass it on to their children. And so I think that's another big take from this book.
How would you characterize the way the Latino community experience in Longmont has evolved over the 41 years since the founding of El Comité?
You know, I think it's interesting. And if you read the book, and I don't want to do any spoilers, but people remember back in the at the end of the Vietnam War, which is in the mid 70s, there were still signs in our community that said the no N-word, the no Mexicans and no dogs. And, you know, stories talk about having all that discrimination. And so it's really interesting. And I'm not saying it's gone away. It's alive and well in our community. But I think there's more people that are more open to differences and respecting differences. And I think that's what's really important. And, you know, it's kind of weird because, you know, my children can't even fathom the, you know, civil rights and the signs, you know, whites only. This happened in our lifetime. This is not something that we're reading about in history books. So this becomes the history book. And I think it'll be really interesting for our children to read because it really is about people that lived during my parents' time and how classes were segregated. And, you know, we always think, oh, it was a black and white issue, African-American issue. And no, Latinos had the same issues. We were classified exactly the same. And because we live here in Colorado and grew up in northern New Mexico, southern Colorado, the classrooms were segregated. White kids were in one class and Latino kids were in another class. You know, and whether you call people Chicano, Latino, Hispanic, Spanish, we're all pretty much mestizo from the same area. So it's just really interesting. And I guess the strength of our people to overcome that and, you know, the things that they did with their lives, which is pretty incredible.
And it's interesting how, you know, over the, I mean, Boulder has this reputation as being this progressive, inclusive, open-minded area. But really, when you get here, you have to go to Longmont to get a better sense of diversity within Boulder County. And Longmont itself is probably going to overtake in terms of population the city of Boulder in the not too distant future.
Absolutely, we are. And what's interesting, I think I forget what the census said, and I don't think they're so accurate, but it was something like 25 to 30% of the people in our community are Latino, and some have lived here for forever. They're, in my case, my family goes back 17 generations in the northern New Mexico, Colorado area. So we've been here. We didn't come, we've been here. And so it's just really interesting. And I think being Latino in this part of the country, we don't, you know, I didn't learn about Cinco de Mayo and quinceañeras and 16 de septiembre. And this year, for example, we had our Dia de los Muertos altar at the museum. I learned those things being here and being at El Comité, and Marta Moreno taught me a lot about my culture. And so I think it's a wonderful book, and I think it'll maybe pique interest for people to want to learn more about their family and more about our culture and be proud of who we are. We're a very smart and strong culture, you know, people.
I've been speaking with Donna Lovato, Executive Director of El Comité de Longmont. El Comité will be hosting a book launch event this Thursday from 4 to 6 at the Longmont Museum. Felicidades for the book and suerte con el evento.
Gracias. Gracias por todo.
You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU.